Meeting on 11 of April 2024 at 9:30 a.m. And I would ask Trustee Fleshman if he would open us in prayer.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunities that are set forth with us as the board members to be able to work within the township and for the township and the residents. We ask that you be with us as we hold this meeting, and that, Lord, that the wisdom is given to us that we may do your will. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jan, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ms. Justice, will you please give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right, going into this, number one on the topic is fiscal department training. Mr. Mazur, would you like to start with that or give us a briefing on it?
I'll let Lindsay just go ahead.
Okay.
As you guys have seen, I have asked Jeff to help train me with some things, and then at the very least make some modules over the tasks that he does do here. I'm still not getting anything.
Okay. Is there a reason why we can't meet?
I responded to her email and suggested that she attend the 3-day conference with the Auditor of State for training purposes.
And I did.
That covers all of the basics.
Okay.
Okay. I have not heard a single word from her. There are many training modules available from UAN for her to.
I want the ones that he is specifically doing
for
us. On-the-job
training requires somebody to be here. She is not here.
I'm here. I'm just not here at 7 a.m. when you are, sir.
I get here and I start at 7:30. I'm usually here until 11:30. It has been that way for 4 years.
Well, guess what? Somebody news in chair. Somebody's news in chair.
That's the only one talking. You said that you would come in at 9:30 in the morning. You have never shown up.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm just not here at 7 a.m. I'm here almost every single day.
Is there a time?
I sent you a new computer log of UAN.
I got it right here.
I sent you a new one this morning.
I got it. I printed it off and brought it with me.
In the month of March, she tried to log in numerous times and locked herself out. She got reset and logged in twice in April so far. She has not posted a single transaction. She's done nothing in the accounting system. That supports it.
Yes, because I have been with Robin, and we've been working in Robin's office.
You know what? I'm not going to sit here and
that's true.
Deal with this. She doesn't show up. I'm
here. Wait a minute. It's not your point as a consultant to dictate what an elected official's office hours are.
I'm not trying to dictate. She promised to be here when she got hired at 9:30 in the morning. She doesn't show up.
I never promised to be here consistently at 9:30
in the morning. Is there a day of the week that you guys can meet at like 10 and go over this stuff? This is, I mean, to have a meeting, a special meeting to discuss this.
And the 2 hours that we've got together, there's a great deal that she would learn.
Is there a day of the week that works for both of you that you guys can both be here? I mean, Thursday seems like you have to sign checks and go over that. Yeah. Thursdays work for you to be here, huh? In the mornings, like 10 o'clock?
Like 10:30, 11.
I have a second commitment that takes me afternoons.
Day of the week do you not have that commitment?
5 days a week.
Can you meet at 10 o'clock on one day a week? This is pretty simple to work a schedule out. If you both give a little. 10 o'clock on Thursday?
That's fine.
I'd like to ask Jeff a question.
Okay.
Where you were hired initially to do the audit?
To pick up and where local government services left off on trying to reconcile 17 through 19.
Yeah. I just want to know if you can tell us where you're at on reconciling the audit.
I have worked with audit and we agreed to a balance at the end of 2019. all of the adjustments or reconciling items that come into play at the end of 19 affect every year going forward. And so does the balances because of their audit adjustments. There was substantial adjustments posted from the work that local government services did that I went back and looked at and verified. Okay? 2020 was also part of what I ended up having to reconcile. I can go print the reconciliation.
No, it's eight
pages long with transactions that are improperly addressed.
Okay.
That comes back into play to clean up 20. I have 20 nearly completed as far as the cleanup and the changes brought about from audit.
So you are still working on audit things besides the training?
Correct.
So there's still work for to be done on the audit?
Yes.
And
it is getting closer to being done. It is my goal to get this thing done and wrapped up and be done here.
So, Jeff,
I am trying to retire.
No, and I understand, and you've been telling me that since I took office in January.
Go ahead, John.
No, you go ahead, because every time, go ahead.
No, I'll wait. I apologize.
I'm not going to talk, so you better talk or we're going to be sitting here.
Okay, anyhow, I'll go then. Thursday's 10 o'clock work for you.
I will be here, yes.
Yes, and I also would like the modules of the task that he specifically does for us.
And it's not...
What modules are you talking about?
All the tasks that you specifically do just for us, the pension reports plus the steps to utilize the pension portal, the annual data collection for the W-2s and the 1099s, the monthly reconciliations. Like, I need to be able to have something to refer to if I get stuck when you want to hightail it out of here.
Listen, I don't appreciate you putting it that way.
I don't appreciate you speaking to me the way that you have this the whole time.
You haven't spoke to me much.
You're speaking to me right now.
Hey, we're adults here. We're adults. Can you get her? Can you cease?
I can walk her through and help her.
Walk her through it.
With the reconciliations. Pension reports. I can do that, but I've spent significant time with Robin, and she's very much aware of how those work.
Actually, okay. This was also a complaint Robin had that she wasn't fully aware of how to do it. And, she has a fear of you getting upset and just leaving and leaving us high and dry.
Can you please make sure they're both up to speed on it? And really, it needs to be taken off of your plate anyhow, because you should be concentrating on... It should have never been put on your plate.
They were a mess back in 2021.
Okay. But anyhow, you should be concentrating on nothing but audit stuff. Department head shouldn't be coming to you for anything. And we're going to put a stop to that too today.
Okay.
If you, like 10 o'clock, and then if that don't work, I don't know. We'll be back in here, but. This is ridiculous. Yeah, I'll let you talk in a second. But to have, I mean, whether she's signing on or not, as an elected official, her job is to ensure that the stuff's done. And if it's done by Robin, it's done.
It does get done. I help Robin out with it. I make sure Robin understands what's going on with it. Robin has done the pension reports the last month or so.
Okay.
But I've also covered how it's done with her.
Okay.
The biggest problem and the toughest one to do is going to be the bank reconciliation.
I would agree. With the amount of checks that are and direct deposits and everything that goes in here, and all the money going out, I would agree. And let's put it. I mean,
it's
you don't need to stress.
It's
let's put it back on fiscal.
Come back into play with the bank.
Yeah.
That we address and we, it comes back into play, we get them cleaned up, and work from there on it.
Okay. Mr. Fleshman, you had something?
Yeah. First, I'd like to apologize, Mike.
It's okay, I'm not upset, I'm really not.
I'm sorry about that. Would it not behoove the board in this situation that we hire someone for maybe a month, let Jeff do what he does, and someone else can come in and say, this is how you do it, a CPA, someone that understands it, to train in the hours that you can.
Let's see if they can work. I agree with you, John. I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
I'm taking all of the extra training that I can through OTA and the webinars. So
let me ask you this. Since the board is asking this question and we're here and let's try, would it not behoove of you to start looking and give the board an idea of what it would cost?
Yeah, I can do that.
And be, you know, because you're going to learn the best from two people that have good chemistry together.
And when, you know, in a time that it's not rushing either party.
Right.
So, but yeah, this needs to be turned over, though. Wouldn't you agree?
What's that?
All the extra stuff other than audit.
Oh, I agree. Jeff should be able to do...
He should be doing nothing but audit. And we will make sure our department heads know.
I have reduced what I've been doing.
I know. Right. We will make sure our department heads know, effective today. Mr. Moser, can you send out a memo this afternoon, please, an email memo? They are not to go to Mr. Wilczek for anything. Can I make a motion that Steve Moser sends out a
email? Well, make the motion and let's go across the table.
I'm making a motion.
I second the motion. What is the motion so that we have the motion?
That, there's an, that the department heads do not go to Wilczek for
advice
and day-to-day operations, only if he has a question for them
and
on the audit stuff.
Can I make the motion?
Yeah.
So I'd like to make a motion that all department heads and staff will go to Lindsay Justice, our fiscal officer, rather than go to Jeff Wilczek for any advice retaining to fiscal department.
Lindsay or...
Yes, that's what I was going to add. Go ahead.
Lindsay or the assistant fiscal officer.
Yeah, well, yes.
That being noted, I will second.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
That way it frees you up to say that there's a motion that you should check with fiscal first. They can check with you, and that'll allow you to continue to do what you do without having to take care of little fires that are added to your plate, if that helps you.
It does. Yes. That way I can focus on updating 20 through 23.
Okay.
And getting things ready for audit.
Okay.
I have another. When you guys are all done,
go ahead.
Talk, okay.
Go ahead.
So there's another concern that's been voiced about coming in the building before employees get here. So we just need you to lay it out. In order for you to continue to come here and do this, what time do you have to be in the building? Because you have another job and there are concerns. And I understand that you have all kinds of credentials and everything.
And bonded.
And everything. But there's concerns about you being in the building before the building is basically accessed by employees. So what time do you have to be in here?
I get in here approximately 7:30. Todd Breaker is here. I have met with the chief many times, police or the fire chief. I have met and talked with Stevens many times.
So
there are employees around here when I get here.
No, and this isn't me picking on you, or let's just get to the fact. Is 7:30 your time you have to be here in order to conduct your business here and conduct your business at the end of the day?
It works the best for me.
Okay.
And if I get here any later, my travel time doubles.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah. So this had to come out. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Everybody had to hear it. And so so you have to make a decision. We have heard about this. And there are concerns from residents and people about you being in the building. And they even went as far as to change the code on the door. And then you were given the new access code. And so no one seems to talk to you about it. I don't have a problem talking to you about it. So if you're going to continue to come here, you're going to come here if you can get in at 7:30. Let's just start talking facts. You need to be here at 7:30. If you can't get in here at 7:30, you're probably not going to be able to continue on.
Correct, and I'm not going to have sufficient time to get a lot of things done.
Okay,
however,
so I just want to...
However, working solely on the audit stuff, I don't have to be here to do that. I do have to come in from time to time to obtain the documentation I need for adjustments.
So you can actually work from home...
Yes.
on the audit stuff?
Yes, and I have in the past.
Okay. So what I'm taking from this, correct me, you guys make sure you're hearing this right too. You guys are gonna get together on Thursdays, try to work it out. Lindsay's getting us a price on someone to come in and do some extra training for her. And we're gonna move on from here and regroup maybe. What would you guys like to regroup with them?
Well, here's one thing that Mike brought up great points about the time and stuff like that, but it's kind of hard to just move forward. I myself, got a gentleman that's been doing this for 4 years. I don't know if he comes in his office and does work versus someone else. It's not like somebody new that has not been here.
Right.
I don't see where we've had an issue other than time meeting up. Yeah. I don't know where we've had an issue at all with him being in the building at 7:30.
I don't see any issue. I mean, he at this point in time, he's bonded, he's secured.
As he said, there's other people, Jim. He's met with other yeah. people early. He's able to conduct a lot of work. The only issue that I'm seeing is coinciding with the fiscal officer.
Right.
And we're going to try to work that out. So are we in a consensus so that Jeff has some peace in knowing, am I supposed to be here?
Oh, yeah, he can come in. Yeah. You got the code. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
The office is a lot. I haven't been into it.
Right.
I have access to UAN, so I can do the work that I need to get done.
And the documentation that you need is?
I'm buried in boxes.
Okay. I just wanted to, I knew that, but I just wanted it out on public record since we're having this discussion.
The boxes from the years that I'm dealing with are all sitting in that office.
And it's not a glorious office either.
No, but hey.
I'm just saying.
Sit and work.
It's not a penthouse.
Small room.
One last room. Thing. Go ahead.
I have been in worse places.
One last thing, Steve. Mm-hmm. You have a name of someone that you can give to Lindsay mm-hmm. who may be able to help, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
So
yes.
can yes. you please get with Steve mm-hmm. and get that name or any other name you like? Right. I am not trying to run your department. I'm not trying to tell Jeff how to do business. I'm trying to take care of taxpayers' Capital. Business.
Mm-hmm. Taxpayer dollars.
That's right. What I want to get done here. I want us to all work together as a great big old family and get along. We all know that generally doesn't happen, but right. we have to come to a happy medium somewhere to serve the people that are paying us. And I'm not particularly happy about spending more money to get this done, but if we can spend more money and we can get somebody cycling in, we may be able to fulfill Jeff's wishes and cycle him out sooner, yeah. which would save us his cost. And hopefully the other person coming in, do you see oh, my fault
sure.
on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I just want you to know, this none of this was ever personal. Things come up in meetings, and we are asked questions, and it always seems to fall on deaf ears or whatever. So it needed to come out, so I don't have a problem bringing it up.
There is a position that is budgeted.
Yes.
I was asked to provide a job description, which I sent to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
In yep. the last month or so.
Yep, it was so March.
Yep.
So you got a job description for a fiscal person, okay? To work off of. Mm-hmm. You know, feel free to add or delete to it, okay?
Can, are you good with what's being said? You good? I mean, I feel like we're stuck in the middle, yep. but...
It
you
is
know,
my goal to get the audit stuff done, wrapped
really,
up, because I am trying to retire. Okay.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Okay.
John, do you have anything else?
I do not.
I don't.
Mr. Mazur.
I do have a resolution.
Oh, yeah, we got to discuss that.
Just go ahead and take care of that now.
What do you want to do? It's hours, right?
Yeah, he's asking for 100 hours.
I'll be more than happy to read it for the trustees. It's resolution 2024-050. It's accepting engagement letter number 27 between Jeff Wilczek, CPA, and Franklin Township. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to accept engagement letter number 27 between Jeff Wilczek, CPA retired, and Franklin Township for 100 hours at $55 an hour for a total of $5,500. And there's an exhibit with Jeff's engagement letter.
Okay. The engagement letter, do we need to have everything spelled out? Are you guys good with what was discussed here today?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So moved as the resolution's written. I would ask for discussion. I would ask for a second.
Here, I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Mr. Mazur, was there some, is there any other resolutions that we need to address that we couldn't, or we chose not to because you weren't here?
Not today.
Not today?
Not today.
Not today.
Okay. No, sir.
Okay. Didn't know if there's any business that we could have.
No, that's
okay.
It.
I can't remember what it was, but I thought there was something.
There's a second page.
There's a second page, yeah. All right. All right, moving on to the second item while we're signing this.
I'm done with Jeff.
So yeah. Jeff. Yeah, if you got stuff, we're good. If you can sit here and be bored with us, but
I got better things to
we're
do.
Not bored, but you might get bored with the stuff we have.
Being that I am on the clock, I got better things yeah, to do sure. That are more productive.
Sure.
We just I didn't want it to seem like we were excusing you, like dismissing you.
I've said many times, I'm not gonna sit here and twiddle my thumbs. I got better things to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Mazur, it looks like you have
appreciate
something to talk about, limited home rule. You've given us a nice little letter here.
I did. We're starting to hear more and more input from the residents with some of the issues they have within the township. And so I kind of composed this letter kind of as an informational release for the future, where we're explaining to the residents what limited home rule can do for them and how it gives the residents the ability to come to the trustees to address issues that they would like taken care of. And if it's within our ability as a limited home rule township, we are able to address those. In fact, actually be proactive and prevent issues from happening before they occur. As you're all aware, there are discussions in the state legislation about taking the zoning powers away from townships who do not have limited home rule as a benefit to developers, both residential and commercial. What's critical for Franklin Township is, with the voter support, if we could pass limited home rule, and my guess would be in the November election, that this would protect the township or give the township some more ability to decide how they want their township developed. And again, it's critical for the township, and I say the residents, this gives them the ability to decide how they want their township to look. So this is just something for you trustees to read through, edit. We can make all the corrections that you would like. But the whole premise of the letter is just to explain to the residents, this is for them. It's not something that the trustees are deciding.
This is to protect them and protect this township.
Yes.
And it's like I stated in a couple meetings, and I think about everybody was in that meeting was here today, that it protects the citizens. It's for the residents to have their community, what they would like to have it, but it also protects our borders and establishes that we have a township in 10, 20 years. Miss Cindy brought in a very nice document today that shows back the history of the township. And, you know, as long as I sit on this board, I can say for myself, I'm going to do everything in my power to protect.
And I'm going to hold your feet to the fire.
I hope. There's no doubt about it. But it's something that we really need to move forward on. But
Mr. Chairman, I know we've got some people here. I would like to hear from them what they think about home rule. Are we headed the right direction?
I wasn't before.
Now, there are guidelines, whether it be a state or there's some local jurisdictions as well as state jurisdictions that we can as a township impose upon.
Right. There's limits.
Yes.
Yeah, there's limits set up by the state. And
but when you have certain things that, for lack of a better term, are annoying to the residents, it would be nice that the residents could come to the trustees and say, are you able to address this for me?
So what I'd like to hear from some of the residents, because I know three of the residents sitting here, each of them have their own issue, I'm going to call it issues going on. I would like to hear what you think of home rule, if this is something that, I'd like to hear what you think of home rule. Go ahead.
I think the home rule is a good idea, but what are we going to do about somebody here to be able to take care of those problems when your residents call in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you guys going to hire somebody for zoning? Are you going to hire? Something has to be there in place. You know, and you guys know that I have a very good reputation in my neighborhood, and I can get all of them to say yes on this. And I have no problem with walking the entire township to, push this.
But
I want to know that we will have someone here that can take care of the problems when they arise.
That's a great question. And yes, what most townships do is to get somebody like you involved, or Jan or Cindy, they have a zoning commission.
Yep.
And it's not made up of trustees, it's made up of you folks. So you sit here, and residents present to you their issues, and then the zoning commission decides what they want to do, and they present that to the trustees.
And then the trustees vote on it.
But this is why I'm stressing, this is for you folks, this is your ball, you run with it.
Well, where do we find and retain information? Yeah, I don't know.
Once it's drafted. Well, this is just a draft once we go over it.
That's not relevant. It's just a matter of knowing what the heck it is and where do I go to find out the documentation with regard to home rule.
See here. Here's, I don't know how I got this or where I got this. Do you know, John?
I think so, yes. One time we ran for home rule once before.
I think this answers some of their questions.
Because I think a lot of people get confused on what home rule
is. Is it okay to make copies for them, sir?
It is to me. I have this in all my stuff. When I saw the agenda, I pulled that out. Okay. But I think that needs to be discussed.
We'll make copies of this at the end of the meeting.
That's fine.
Well,
is that the ORC?
Yeah.
Okay. This has the ORC and it explains exactly. And this is what I've seen before. And how a board's set up and everything like that. This is exactly what you would be voting for and what shall and can't do and the zoning codes down below.
Yeah.
So this would answer, Cindy, I know you're very detailed, so this would be great for you to have.
I'm a little anal retentive, yeah.
Can we get Nicole to make copies? Because we'll be ending the meeting because we have an executive session.
Sure.
So... Mr. Chairman, if I would, I know did any of you guys have questions before we move on? Because that was excellent, because if you not asked those questions, this may have not came out for them.
Well,
I brought it for that purpose, and I just want to say I brought that in, and I want to state for the record that the very first sentence in this letter that Steve put together says that the trustees agree to introduce limited home rule. I haven't agreed to anything. I'm not opposed.
I
am not opposed to limited home rule, but like you, I am a resident also. Mm-hmm. I need to know what we're talking about when we're talking about home rule. Mm-hmm. I studied this sheet last night. I don't really have many problems. I have questions, a few questions about it and everything. So I just want to go on the record that I
no, that's just
have
a
not. No, this is just a draft.
Yeah, we did that.
I just want to say,
if we agree, this would be the draft.
Okay. Yeah.
And I do thank you, Mike, for putting Jeff's feet to the fire. His body language is very ugly.
Yeah. Well,
and
I just,
it's very
listen,
sad.
I'm not going to.
No, I don't.
He comes
expect
with
that.
A lot of credits and things like that, and he has done a lot of good for this township.
That's not,
and that I comprehend.
We're not going to go backwards or anything, but
people is not there.
So I just wanted to state this on this. So
thank you.
Yeah,
appreciated. Yeah, I'd like to learn more about what
anything
it is.
Okay, so let me,
because it goes on.
I understand. I got
and
it.
And then I get the retribution
so
from it.
I can see.
Have you made a police report on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I see from different residents where it works the other way around. And I got a call yesterday, and I can't remember the lady's name. She lives on Fisher Road. Those houses set back like 2,000 feet from the road. Well, the house sits closer, but the property goes to the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
There was a crane trying to load stuff because someone runs a business, sign business, out of the property, and they had Fisher Road blocked for a half hour.
Imagine that.
And they did videos. They've been talking to county.
That's where the sheriff was yesterday.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people now are saying, what can we do? And as Mr. Mazur said, what can we do is, as a body of people, this is why we are a township, because we can rise up and actually work together and craft something together like this, home rule. The reason I am so for home rule for the longest time, the last time it came, a lot of people didn't understand it and they feared that it was going to hurt them. Now what we're seeing in our township is a whole culture shift, and no fault to their own, but a lot of people are used to a certain way of living, and that they bring their equipment, semis and everything home. And now we're starting to say, well, limited home rule would allow us as a township to say, we're not going to do that, because in my opinion, two code enforcement officers for all of Franklin County, it's going to be a while before things get done.
Yeah.
We can make things happen quicker. You always heard of things not in Jackson Township, not in Prairie Township. It's because they've already do this very thing, and the residents there are like, oh no, we're not going to, you know, we're going to stop it before it gets too far down the road.
Well, it's just like everything else that in Franklin Township, we're behind.
Okay.
Well, you know, I like the idea of how Prairie Township runs their stuff, okay? But there's a problem. They're trying to run it like an HOA.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't be that nitpicky. Because if you are, you're not going to get that passed. I can tell you that right now.
No.
That's
why the board consists of the residents.
Mm-hmm. Business owners and residents.
Well, yeah.
And I don't mean to interrupt, but there's no increase in taxes. There's no additional fees.
Right. But I get it. It's like you plant daisies and you're supposed to plant roses. I know exactly what you're saying.
Your grass is an inch too high, but it's rained for a week. Our yards aren't meant to be.
Yeah.
Like right now, if my grass needs mowed, I can't do it.
That's,
because
we've had this is kind of off topic.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. We can't be nitpicky with it because we won't get it passed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, and you're exactly right, but the importance is, you folks decide, like you said, okay, it's raining out, my grass is an inch too high. Everybody just, it'll get cut.
Right. But Franklin Township is more of laid back residents.
Yes.
And Prairie Township is more.
It's progressive. There's
right.
a lot going on in the township.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I think that this is something we need to save the township.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you get
and to move the township forward.
When you get the form from Nicole, it's going to state in there they're only going to be able to enforce the codes that are on
under
higher
revised codes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So we're not going to make up new
rules.
So I think we pass that out. I think we make it available. We should have it on the credenza over there.
Mm-hmm.
We should advertise that we're going to do this, and if people can come in and get this paper, we need to get that paper out to people.
So one last thing, and Steve, if you can check on this, and then I'll be quiet. from the last time we were doing home rule, if Franklin Township ever became that, use the word snooty,
right,
the people can vote to take it back off. So
yeah,
it's not there forever. The people control it.
No, we need to educate the people.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Okay. This right here is just a picture of across the street. A brand new shed that's and everything was put in. He tried to say it was there. It had been there. It's been there for 8 months, maybe. And all this, and then that Dave person comes out and says, oh, there's nothing wrong.
See, this is where the home rule, limited home rule,
yeah,
you would have brought this into us hypothetically.
Not us, the
but the board. When I say us, I mean whoever.
Yeah.
This would have came into us, or not us. It would came into whoever sits on the board. Then the board would present it to us, and then it gives us the right, you know, based on the recommendations of what the board, whoever sits there, wishes. Not when I say board, I'm not talking to trustees.
But you need, you need to make it specific to zoning.
Correct. Then they would come to us with, we want to do X, Y, and Z. Then the board would say, yes. Do we make them take it down? What do we do? So this is exactly what we would need to do with home rule. This right here is a perfect example. And the same with what you you have going on.
All right.
Closing the floor.
Mr. Mazur, moving on. Is there anything else we need to take on that? I don't think we're ready to make a vote on this letter. So let's move to the next item on the agenda, which would be hiring a part-time nuisance property inspector.
And this kind of ties in with what we were just talking about, limited home rule. We are starting to be a little more diligent with how we're looking at junk vehicles and nuisance properties. And I have talked to Nicole about this. She's been doing tremendous with this duty. Yeah. But I would like to hire somebody 10 hours a week. When Nicole does the actual processing of the paperwork, there has to be postings at the properties, whether it be a car or a home or a commercial property. I would prefer that we hire someone who can do those postings for Nicole, as opposed to Nicole doing all the paperwork processing and then going out there and physically giving these notices out. The police department has been great. When Nicole has gone out, they've attached an officer to her.
Good.
But I do believe if we could hire someone who could take that responsibility and let Nicole just concentrate on processing and then having the resolutions completed for the trustees.
Are we able to have a, is there a way, I don't know, I'm just thinking cost, but if an officer goes out with them anyways, is an officer able to do this type of work part-time?
An officer could do this part-time. No?
No, because it's not in their contract.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, that's a great point. Possibly we could write an MOU to the contract.
Not guaranteeing them, but allowing them if we wanted to, because we're, when you look at if an officer representing Franklin Township goes out and they do code enforcement so much a day, it's just an idea.
Right.
Versus hiring someone part-time.
Right.
And then we are attaching a officer to them anyways.
Depending on the person you would hire, in my mind, ideally, now this is just ideally, if you had a, for example, a retired police officer that's familiar with the township and familiar with dealing with residents, that would be perfect.
Right.
There's a whole, Mike, I know you have something.
No, it's okay.
There's a whole... At the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge, there's a whole lot, they'll post it for retirees and tell them to get a hold of you. And there's probably a laundry list of guys that would like to pick up 10 hours a week.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. Yeah. It doesn't have to be Franklin Township. It could be Franklin County.
Yeah. Someone that knows. CPD, anybody.
Yeah.
Anyone that's law enforcement. Yes,
well,
Mike.
Your idea is better than mine. I was going to say we should be allowed to offer our officers like special duty, like the grocery store does. We could just say, hey, we have 10 hours a week. But I like the idea of the James with the retirees. Yeah. I think that would be a better idea, and I think it would be more cost effective.
So here's what I also would like to see, and I don't know if we could do it. It's nice that if we send that person goes out, they're in uniform. That's if we had our police,
it would be better probably for them to come with a Franklin Township.
Like a polo.
But we would have some sort of uniform.
If we made up a uniform, could be very, very.
Well, it's a shirt and pants if we spent $150 on a uniform, and if they are able to carry, because
anyone can CCW.
Well, I understand, but if they could carry, if they're OPATA certified, if they're retired, they probably still have their OPATA certified, that they're able to.
And anyone can open carry, too.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that it would be a benefit to us if they're, OPATA certified. So these are some questions that would be ideal if we set up a guideline of what this job would look like. Some weeks might go 20 hours, some weeks might be 10, some may be 5, but whenever we set it up and what it looks like. I thought of a retiree that we had, but that went south real quick because how they feel about the township, but that would have been perfect for them.
Let's make a motion that Steve would pursue this. Look at setting a job description and reaching out to the Fraternal Order Police Office.
You want me to make the motion?
Go ahead.
Before you do it, John, I just want to discuss the money.
We're just letting them explore.
Okay. And then we'll have to figure out the money.
Okay. So I'd like to make a motion that Mr. Mazur will have the ability to seek out a part-time code enforcement officer to work approximately 10 hours a week to facilitate in the nuisance properties, etc., as underlined, but not limited to code enforcement. This person, we are looking at OPATA, not OPATA.
I wouldn't spell it out. Just let it go.
But if there's no further question on this, then I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Lindsay, can you start looking at where we could find up some some possible funding in the budget where we could possibly move some money around to
for this position?
Yep, finance this position. Rather to have you started on looking at it now than to drop it on you. And
then also, sir, if we could, we need to have Mr. Mazur look to see what this position most likely would look like, costs, salaries, and defer to you to see how we would set up a line item for that.
Anything else on this, Mr. Mazur?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Moving on to
one last question, if I may, real quick.
Sure.
Or statement. We would also want to look at two different ways, and it would be a Julie question. Would this position be a contracted position, or would it be an employee position, even if it's part-time? The liability on both sides, which would benefit the township better? So I apologize.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's a good catch. Moving on, computer purchases. This is the fourth thing on.
That was the thing I was thinking about. We didn't.
We had talked about this briefly in our last meeting. There are two computers that we have right now that are at the point that it's critical that we replace them. One would be Robin's desktop, with the upgrades to UAN, is that?
Yes.
With UAN.
She needs more storage, is my understanding.
Yes, and it's absolutely, it's absolutely critical that.
It's not on.
It always made that noise when I was sitting back there.
It's a coffee maker.
Okay.
I think it would be absolutely critical to replace that computer sooner than later. The second one is Lieutenant Ratliff's with the addition of redaction software. He's in the same boat with Robin. He's going to need an upgraded computer with increased memory. We verified that through our IT consultant, Revolution Group, that technically in the future we're going to look to replace upwards to 10. But as of right now, these two that we're speaking of right now are an absolute must. What I'd like to do is get with Lindsay and Robin, one to see, I think there's funds available in the general fund for Robin's.
I believe so.
I'd like to see if there's funding available in the police department to purchase a computer for the lieutenant.
Okay.
And we're looking at approximately $1,000 a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to get some feedback from the trustees, your thoughts on bringing this back to you, if you're in agreement with a resolution to move forward. Nicole has gotten quotes from various companies. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm ballparking at around $1,000 per computer. Mm-hmm. But it's just something that I wanted to throw out to the trustees so you could think about it or discuss.
One of the things that I brought up in the last meeting, if we purchase through the vendor that we currently have, a majority of the time we're getting, I don't know how savvy you are in the computers, but like the i5s and i6.
Mm-hmm.
When we bought Steve's computer last time, I was like, hey, let's not do that. Let's go to Micro Center. He has like an i7. They were selling i5 for the same thing. There's three things that you need on a computer, whatever brand you get.
Yeah.
Terabyte, speed, and then if you want it to be in a desktop or if you want it to be...
Yeah, well, we get that up here. But I would say, yeah, I agree. I mean, I would agree with going with Micro Center. They can set us up as a...
Oh, yeah.
I think they can set us up as a account, even.
Well, even if we buy multiples, we get a better deal there. Yeah. The thing that forward thinking, and I think Nicole's doing that, mm-hmm. is thinking in the future for $10 more, you can go with a 2 terabyte versus 1 terabyte.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're not going to run out of this storage space.
Yeah. Mike, you have any questions?
I'm good with it. I think it's cost of doing business.
You got to upgrade. Upgrades is upgrades. And I mean, I think you're right, though. I think it's built into the general fund's budget or fiscal's budget for her computer.
Yeah.
And if it's not in the police budget, then we need to make sure Byron gets it in his budget,
right,
for the future.
Well, and to be honest, I would like to avoid at all costs using any more additional ARPA funds.
Sure.
Because we're looking at a building for Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the taxpayers have spent a ton of money on equipment for him, and we really do need to get that out of the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's time to start living out of your own piggy bank.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Any other discussion on this? I don't think we need a motion on anything. You're just looking into it, and you'll bring us a resolution. So moving on to item 5, trustee discussions with employees.
Want me to run with it?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I didn't know who brought this. Who
I brought this. It to the attention. It's been on there for almost a month. We've just got hit, miss,
yep.
And it's something that came up during our discussion with the police officers. And of all the departments we have one department that has a rule that the employees can't talk to the trustees. Fire has no problem. We can go in the fire department, talk to any employee you want. Road, you can pull up onto them when they're on the side of the road and have a conversation with them. But I was told by the chief that he considers it chain of command and that they are not to speak to you. Pardon me, ma'am?
I concur.
Okay. So he feels it's chain of command and they can't speak to you. And with everything that's going on in the world today and everything, I think it's imperative that the police officers feel there's something wrong. They should have every ample opportunity to come and speak to a trustee. We're not here to babysit. I think we know the difference between a true concern and someone just filing a complaint because they may have been reprimanded or don't like what is going on. So that's the reason that I brought it forward, and I feel that there needs to be a discussion about it.
I feel there's some items that need to follow the chain of command, and I feel that they should, but they should have, we should have an open door policy with everyone here, all the firefighters. I've walked into the firehouses many times, and they, you know, none of them are afraid to speak to me. Road department, same way. Police department, I think that's an issue when you have a supervisor that says that they don't want their employees speaking to upper management. My first question is, what are they trying to hide?
Right, because where do they go to if they need help?
Right, so that's my opinion on it. And I think I think that this should be handled with an interdepartment memo to the chief. John, you want
to
weigh in?
I want to hear on John's, he's close to the police department. He may have something he wants to
say. Yeah, so John, you have anything you want to add to this?
I kind of concur. I've had where people have contacted me, and it was some strange stuff. And, you know, I would have not known if they not contacted me before. And I've had people contact me over the 11 years that were petty. But like you said, you know how to
go over
it. Yeah, you know how to figure it out. I believe that they ought to be able to go through their chain of command if they are not getting anywhere or see that something is detrimental and it's not. I have no problem with them coming to a trustee.
Yeah. I think, you know, if they see something that's detrimental and they need to speak up about it, they should not be a fear of speaking to a trustee.
The truth of the matter is, it's in the employee's handbook.
Yeah.
You see something, you say something.
Absolutely.
It's that simple in this day and age. And so I'm telling you, there are instances in our police department where things are being done and said, but people can't talk about it, and they would like the opportunity to do so. And I had the conversation when I was running for trustee, so I have the knowledge before I came a trustee, but I'm not going to go back on what I found out when I was campaigning and getting elected. But going forward, if there's issues, they have to have the right to come and talk to us.
Sure. You want to make the motion that we open up those channels?
I don't really feel comfortable making the motion. John does them very well.
Well, thank you, sir.
You want me to give it a shot? I'll give it a shot, but I'll probably be corrected along the way, so why don't you just do it?
Craft it? Okay.
I'm trying to learn these, and when you make them, I listen intently, but I just want to do it correctly and not be embarrassed and corrected constantly.
Okay.
So go ahead, John.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board agrees that any employee, and I'm going to do this across all, not just one, any employee that is employed by Franklin Township, sees something, says something, is able to talk to a trustee.
At any time.
We encourage to go to your supervisor, but if you feel it necessary to talk to a trustee of Franklin Township, you may do so without retribution. If there's no further question in regards to this, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Is that okay the way I crafted it?
That's perfect, and can we please have a memo go out to the department heads stating this, that the men, all
and
employees,
women
need to be notified, however it works.
Mr. Stevens, you just happened to walk in. We just passed a motion that employees see something, say something. They are allowed to talk to a trustee. We encourage that they talk to their supervisor, but if they come to a trustee, there is no retribution.
Sounds good to me.
Or if they just want to talk to us.
No.
I don't know why. but
we're not the best of people. But.
All right. That's the last thing we have on the open agenda. So at this time, I would make a motion for a short recess to allow the residents to clear the township hall.
As we go into an executive
session. As we go into an executive session. So I would make a motion for to go into recess.
I will second that motion. I'll make the motion that we go into a recess. You asked me to make the
motion? No, I made the motion.
I will second that motion.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I should have wanted to make a motion to come out of recess at 10:37.
I will second that motion.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I will now make a motion to go into executive session to consider the compensation and disciplinary of a public employee as directed by the Ohio Revised Code 121.22G and I, healthy rewards, payroll issues, and firefighter. I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
It is now 10:38. We are going into executive session. At this time, I will, at 11:32, I will make a motion that this board comes out of executive sessions with no decisions made, and I would ask for a second if there's no other discussion.
I will second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Can you give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right, carrying on into business. Yes, Mr. Fleshman.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion, if we could, in regards to the healthy rewards.
Yes.
So I'd like, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board denies the late application for healthy rewards for an officer, Matt Kidwell.
As it is stated in the deadline is stated in the collective bargaining agreement.
That is correct.
Okay. I will second said motion.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right, with that being said, meeting's adjourned at 11:34.
Nicole, if you're...